Chris McGreal is in Gaza for us. Chris, you've been talking to some of the relatives of prisoners who aren't going to be released today. What have they been saying?
Well, they're clearly very disappointed. In fact, I was talking to one man, Taysir Shubair, whose brother Hassan is serving a life sentence for killing Israeli soldiers, has been in for 18 years, and he was originally told that his brother would be released. The family had been preparing a big celebration, and suddenly, a couple of days ago, they discovered his name isn't on the list, and Taysir Shubair is distraught and grappling with how he's going to tell his elderly mother that her son, she hasn't seen in years, is not coming back. And there's quite a lot of that with people whose relatives, you know, there's several thousand Palestinian prisoners still in Israeli jails. They are clearly disappointed. That said, through most of the time that Gilad Shalit has been a prisoner of Hamas for the past 4 years, relatives of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails haven't been able to visit them from Gaza, and they will now be able to see their relatives again, or that's their expectation now that Shalit is free. So there is a certain amount of relief on that score.
131 prisoners are going to be released to Gaza, is that right?
Yes, I thought the figure was actually slightly higher because well, it's in stages. I mean, we have the original small group of women. Then there's going to be 450 prisoners who will be released, about 40 of whom will go into exile in various countries, Turkey and other countries in the Middle East and the Gulf. And then my understanding was about 200 were perhaps coming to Gaza, but the numbers have been a bit murky because whilst a number of the prisoners are actually from the West Bank, they are being exiled effectively to Gaza and will have to remain here. That's part of the deal.
And the families of those prisoners are at the Rafah crossing now, is that right?
The families of those prisoners whose families are in Gaza are at the Rafah crossing. They're waiting to meet them, see them come across. They will be given time with them. Some of them, most of them, haven't seen their relatives in years. Many of these guys have been serving life sentences. And then after that, there'll be sometime later today a parade, a militarized Hamas-led parade through the center of Gaza City to formally welcome the prisoners back, to put them on display. And the preparations for that are already very evident in Gaza City. There are new flags everywhere, Palestinian flags, Hamas flags, a lot of Hamas security forces on the streets, the police, but also those Hamas fighters who tend to dress in camouflage, cover their faces in black bandanas, look quite menacing. There's a lot of them around too.
A poll in the Israeli press yesterday said that almost 80% of Israelis backed this deal. Do you get any sort of sense of what the feeling in Gaza is now?
Yes, I think overwhelmingly, at least the people I've spoken to today, do support it. They see that it is a good deal. It's one Israeli soldier for more than 1,000 Palestinians. Palestinian prisoner issue is a very, very sensitive one, very close to the heart of the Palestinian population. They view the prisoners as prisoners of war held by Israel and say for them to be treated as terrorists and common criminals is wrong, and they regard Gilad Shalit as having been a prisoner of war. They say he was on a tank ready to attack Gaza when he was captured, and it was legitimate to hold him and then to swap him. So there's no doubt that this is this swap has got a lot of support from Palestinians and will be something of a boost to Hamas, which has been a bit politically beleaguered, even in its stronghold of Gaza recently.
We're getting all sorts of conflicting reports about how the process is going. What are you hearing about where we're up to now?
Well, we're rather reliant on second and third hand reports as Rafah itself is sealed off. My understanding was that the prisoners had indeed been moved into Egypt now that Shalit has been freed, and that they were starting to come across Rafah, but as I say, that is based on second-hand reports, mostly through Hamas sources. Right now, I'm in Gaza City, and the word hasn't really trickled down that the prisoners are on their way. There's just an expectation at the moment, but the word hasn't reached the street that they're actually here yet.
Okay, Chris, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.